Hey, everybody, here we are, episode 237 of Is This Thing Working? Here we are, January 3rd, 2025. I got to get used to saying that now, 2025. Yeah.
I know. Have you had to write it yet?
I haven't yet.
You know,
I'm not proud to say I haven't written the date yet.
I haven't written it either, but I haven't written my checks yet. Also, I have typed it.
Yeah,
I've typed it on Wednesday when we did the show on Wednesday, and I typed it.
Yeah,
today, but I had to actually move it. From 20, because it's been 2024 for a year now.
That's what I was gonna say. Moving your finger from the four to the five on a keyboard, that's different than writing it with your whole hand. You know, what I mean?
when you're used to something, you know, you can mess up.
I remember how crazy it was going from 1999 to 2000.
Oh my gosh. Yeah. It took me actually 20 years.
I bet.
To get used to writing 2000.
I bet it did.
How's everybody out there today? I hope you're doing great. We are so glad to be here. I just want to remind you, we go live Monday, Wednesday, and Fridays. Sometimes at 7, sometimes at 8. We get a little later and later sometimes, but we show up. Please show up with us. All we do is have a good time.
Yep.
Give you some information, you know, and talk about trending topics. So please join us on Monday, Wednesday, and Friday. Make sure you hit that like button and follow and subscribe wherever you see our name. Is This Thing Working? And we do have a page on X.
Yeah.
And it's called @IsThingWorking. So everyone, just take a look at it. I'm just now starting to really post on there. It is not a bot, I promise. Please try to follow us.
Don't block it. Yeah, don't please. Block it. Elon. Yeah.
It is.
Yeah, don't block it, Elon.
Don't do it.
Yeah.
Don't do it.
Yeah.
It doesn't even have a check mark yet because I'm, you know, trying to get a few followers first. So
I think check marks are overrated myself, man.
If you'll notice, and if you check on there, I have a check mark under mine, under @thing_working, and then James does not have a check mark.
I will not give Elon a dime.
He refuses to get a check mark.
I will not give him one dime.
And he's been trying to get followers and everything, but
he has
grown.
Yeah.
I've kind of been pushing him out there. You have too, so thank you very much for pushing us out there and following us. We've got a whole lot of followers in the past month. I would say over 3,000.
Yeah.
So our numbers have grown. So we're really, really excited. We are now past 10K. Yay. Yeah. That's a big deal.
Just having a good time.
So, and we enjoy it. But we're into politics, and that's what we discuss on here. So if you like politics and you are MAGA and you like to be informed and to become engaged, then this is the place to come.
Yes. And that's what we don't want you to ever lose focus on, man. And we might talk about things, other things from time to time, but always remember, man, the things that go on in your community, the happenings, the social networking in your own communities and your own government. Pay attention to your city governments, your county governments. Watch how they operate. Check up on them from time to time. See where your tax money goes, man.
Right.
Yeah.
Yeah, we're seeing it here in Texas.
Yeah.
They tell us one thing and we
do another.
See another.
Yeah.
I mean, it's like, oh my gosh.
But then again, we see that all over the nation. That seems to be the norm nowadays, is for those out there to say one thing and then do another.
Uh-huh.
The FBI has been doing it to us constantly. The press corps from the White House has been doing it to us constantly.
Oh,
I mean,
they continue to lie to
every us. Lamestream media has been doing the same thing, saying one thing, doing another. Judge Mershon, he done something today, man.
Right,
this is crazy.
It's like boom, 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 boom. You know, they just don't stop. Do you
see? That's what we always talk about, the chess and the checkers. That's what everybody talks about. These guys have got moves upon moves upon moves, planned for this and planned for that.
Hey,
you know what?
I think you really do need to go back and check out our series that we did in the middle of the summer, I do believe. It was called Chess and Checkers.
Yeah.
Chess versus Checkers, and it had to do a lot with what we're talking about now. How the Democrats, man, they don't stop. They will continue
to throw shit at the wall just to see what will stick, man. They do constantly.
And of course, from the Gateway Pundit here, it says the corrupt judge Juan Marchand orders Trump to be sentenced in hush money case on January 10th.
On January the 10th.
On January 10th. Why that day?
Yep.
You know, and it says, they go on to say that he will be sentenced in Alvin Bragg's lawfare hush money case on January 10th. The court finds that neither the vacatur of the jury's verdicts nor dismissal of the indictment are required by the presidential immunity doctrine, the Presidential Transition Act, or the Supremacy Clause, Judge Juan Marchand wrote on Friday. He said Trump will not serve time behind bars and allowed him to appear virtually at his sentencing next week.
Yeah.
I know. What does this actually mean? I mean, we're going to sentence you just so you can have fraud in front of your name.
It's all about optics, man. That's all. Yeah, you're right. You're right, man.
Just another get Trump.
Yeah.
You know, let's get Trump.
Another effect of Trump deranged syndrome. And here's what I'm hoping, and I posted this on Twitter earlier, or on X earlier too. I said that I'm hoping that when January 20th rolls around, AG Pam Bondi will open an investigation into Judge Marchand and into his daughter, Lauren. Let's put everything out there, Judge. Let's see what you got, man.
Yeah, if you can get the GOP they need to
don't worry about the GOP and that's
on the ground. That they need to hit the ground running.
Yep.
And get these nominees confirmed immediately.
Yep.
This is a mandate from the American people. You know, but the statement. Yeah.
I tell you what would be crazy is what I'd do is come January 11th, I would send them all to recess, man. That's exactly what I'd do. I'd send them all to recess next week.
Oh, goodness. I wish. He can't do anything until he's inaugurated on the 20th. You know, and this is before the inauguration. You know, so they're going to do everything in his power.
Yeah.
Okay. I guess you've heard. If you haven't heard, so far as I know, that President Trump is going to have a rally on the 19th in D.C.
Yeah.
So I believe everybody is invited. People are complaining about some of the base not being able to go to the inauguration, that they're not allowing it, that you have to, like, you know, get a ticket or something. I mean, it's going to get wild before it gets even closer to the 20th. The base is not happy.
Right.
You know, and so we're going to stay positive, and those are just rumors that I'm hearing. So, yeah. But the statement from the Trump's communication director, Steve Chung, said, this is what he said. Today's order by the deeply conflicted acting Justice Marchand in the Manhattan DA witch hunt is a direct violation of the Supreme Court's immunity decision and other longstanding jurisprudence.
Yeah, he says, and I pointed this out earlier, he says this lawless case should have never been brought, and the Constitution demands that it be immediately dismissed. President Trump must be allowed to continue the presidential transition process and to execute the vital duties of his presidency, unobstructed by the remains of this or any remnants of the witch hunts. There should be no sentencing, and President Trump will continue fighting against these hoaxes until they are all dead. That was Stephen Chung, the Trump's communication director. Just like what I just mentioned, come January 20th, that would be job number one or number two for me. If I was president right then and I was talking to AG Pam Bondi, that would be job number one or job number two. You better open an investigation into him and his daughter, and let's find out what the hell's going on with these two.
And we need to hit the ground running. So these nominees need to be confirmed immediately. Immediately. They need to be confirmed before he gets inaugurated, period. And then, of course, today, the big news of the day was Speaker Mike Johnson of the 118th Congress is now Speaker of the 119th Congress because Representatives Norman and Self switched their votes. So Trump celebrates Everyone celebrates. Everyone's all happy, except for the base.
The base, yeah.
You know, because we sat there for 2 years and watched him just give the middle finger to us the whole time.
And over and over again. And then he come out today and made a statement about he was going to promise to pledge to stop the overspending in Congress. We're going to work on it. He actually said that.
I almost spit my coffee out.
I know, right? He actually said that. Yeah. I promise to make a pledge. We're going to stop the overspending.
Hey, folks, I'm just going to tell you this. If they continue to say we have a tiny majority, then they ain't going to do nothing. Well, nothing's going to get done because that's their narrative. It was their narrative the last 2 years.
It has been.
And they have a smaller majority now.
Yep.
And we're not going to get into the weeds of why because we all know why.
Yeah.
But, you know, they also changed the rule that now you can't get rid of, you know,
you can't
a speaker
vote to vacate without nine.
Without nine.
Nine votes.
Nine votes.
Where it was just one. Yeah.
Yes.
We had that victory. You know what I mean?
Yeah, we did. And look what we got.
Yeah, exactly.
You know, and the thing is, remember, we always had this theory that, and a lot of people did, it wasn't just us, that Speaker or Jeffries was actually the shadow speaker.
Yeah.
Remember we talked about it for
a lot,
over the last couple of years. And what makes this any different?
Exactly. Well, what makes this different now is I think that now I don't think Jeffries would have the votes either. That's what I think. You know what I mean? I don't believe he has the votes now to be speaker. I think all of them would vote him down too. He would get his Democrat votes,
trust,
but I don't think the Republican side would.
I don't trust them moderates at all. Well, but they know right now that they'll be gone. They know that during the primary.
Yeah.
Because President Trump does get to primary. He will be here in the 2 year mark.
Yeah.
And he can primary every one of them.
Yeah.
Well, you know, so that maybe that will keep them a little on their toes this time.
Maybe. Well, you remember at the start of the last Congress of the 118th, if you remember then, we had like the Magnificent Eight. And now we've had nine that voted no against him, but then went back and switched their votes. But we had nine.
Yes.
And so it's not much different now than it was then.
No.
Even with an overwhelming people, overwhelmingly the country voted for him and voted for MAGA and voted for America First. Close our borders and American workers and bring back manufacturing and tariff the hell out of everybody else. That was what we wanted. That was what we voted for. And look at what we've got. It may just be just about the same.
Well, you know,
as it has
been. One of the things that we talk about all the time is mass deportation.
Yeah.
That's the number one thing that is going to happen is mass deportation.
Yeah.
And we're seeing it now. Why? Yeah. You know, but before we leave the speaker thing, I just wanted to play one video.
Yeah.
Because it was just hilarious this morning. I watched it. It's like the first thing I saw when I woke up this morning. And I even...
It was funny. It was great
I
to get up
felt
and laugh.
Bad
I laughed.
For just a second. And then I burst out laughing. I said, did he... Because I knew... And you can see the look on Jim Jordan's face.
Yeah.
You know, but anyway, we're going to play this video. Yeah.
What it was Jim Jordan was on Fox and Friends this morning, talking with Brian Kilmeade, and Brian Kilmeade reading off his paper immediately brought up Representative Bob Good, who isn't even there anymore. If you remember, he got voted out.
And I did see the tweet. I did see the tweet. And under the tweet, it was so funny because under the tweet, it was rated.
Yeah.
Bob Good is no longer a congressman.
Yeah. But here it goes.
Here, listen to this.
Well, I got bad news. Congressman Bob Good just tweeted out he will not be voting for Mike Johnson.
Look at Brian.
Well, remember, Brian, Bob Good has left, so I don't, is maybe there's some other name, but Bob
right
Good
there.
Is, you know.
Oh, can we check
he
that?
Yeah.
Were you saying
yes.
that?
He was, Bob Good lost that close primary back in that Virginia seat. John McGuire is the new member there, and John will be voting for for Mike Johnson for Speaker. So I think it's still just Thomas Massie who's indicated he won't support the Speaker, but I'm hopeful that everyone else will.
All right, good point. He's not there anymore, so I shouldn't have brought that up. My bad. But he put that. Well, I got.
That was brutal. Brianna was right. That was brutal.
It was brutal.
It was. Because, man.
She said his producers messed up big time.
Oh, yeah. And you can see.
He just came back from vacation, of course.
Yeah, and you could see how mad he looked when he looked down at that paper and he goes, hey, check that.
Yeah.
Yeah. And then finds out they made him look foolish. Oh, yeah. He was mad.
Oh, yeah. He was very mad. And we like to see. We saw maybe Brian had a little bit too much fun over the holidays because that ain't like him.
Right?
You know, I mean, he kind of
Brian was in
stuff.
A mood this morning, huh?
He really was. He really didn't. He seemed off. Maybe it was just trying to get back into the everything that's going on. I don't know.
Yeah.
But anyway,
like
we were saying about the mass deportations, this is why we have so much going on.
Yeah.
And Tom Homan he's out here every single day. He's fighting these sanctuary states, you know, and these cities who think they're going to just hide all these terrorists, you know, or illegal immigrants that are in
Freudian slip right there.
That was a Freudian slip, folks. Yeah. I'm sorry. But that's what we think now. That is what we think now.
Well,
we
we're
think
finding
that we're
out.
We're having all these cells.
We're finding out that we're right. That's what we're finding out. You know, and that's why the borders was open. The borders wasn't open for everybody to come vote for Joe Biden. If anything, New Orleans showed you different. And I'm telling you, that's a sampling of what's to come, man.
Well, they came out with an update today, the FBI did, about the cyber truck and the one in front of Trump that blew up from the back end.
The hotel, yeah.
Yeah, that one. You know, the FBI, they believed that the manifesto was released to Sean Ryan.
Yeah.
And it was written by this Matthew Livesberger. And they will not 100% confirm it. But here, listen to what they had to say. It's 19 seconds.
So in terms of the so-called manifesto that's circulating online, we have strong evidence to suggest that it was the subject that wrote it, but we haven't conclusively proven that yet. And that evidence relates to other evidence that we're finding that we're able to compare that lead us to believe it was, in fact, him who sent it.
Yeah, and then the manifesto itself is posted all over X, and it came in an email. It's very little here. Let's see if we can bring it toward us so we can see it some.
Yeah, and supposedly this manifesto was sent to Sam Shumate and Sean Ryan.
Yeah, they both received the same email.
This is what the manifesto says. And this is from supposedly Matthew Livesberger. And it says, in case I do not make it to my decision point or onto the Mexico border, I'm sending this now. Please do not release this until 1 January and keep my identity private until then. First off, I'm not under duress or hostile influence or control. My first car was a 2006 black Ford Mustang V6 for verification. That's kind of like when people mention Hillary and they go, hey, I did not suicide myself.
He's saying, I did not suicide myself right there.
Exactly. That's exactly what he's saying. What we have been seeing with drones and what he's saying is a big part of this anyway, and as far as where I'm at with it, because I don't believe this is him. But anyway, it says, what we have been seeing with drones is operational use of gravitic propulsion systems powered aircraft by most recently China and the East Coast, but throughout history, the U.S. Only we in China have this capability. Our OPCEN location for this activity in the box is below. China has been launching them from the Atlantic from submarines for years, but this activity recently has picked up. As of now, it is just a show of force, and they're using it similar to how they used the balloon for S-I-N-G-I, what is that?
Yeah.
J-S-R. Okay.
I think they're initials.
Okay, they're probably acronyms for something. Acronyms. Which are also part of the integrated comm system. Okay. There are dozens of those balloons in the air at any given time. So the Chinese spy balloons, guys, is real.
Yes.
The drones over New Jersey more than likely were these. The so what is because of the speed and stealth of these unmanned AC, they are the most dangerous threat to national security that has ever existed. They basically have an unlimited payload capacity and can park it over the White House if they wanted. It's checkmate. The USG needs to give the history of this, how we are employing it and weaponizing it, how China is employing them, and what the way forward is. China is poised to attack anywhere in the East Coast. I've been followed for over a week now from likely Homeland or FBI, and they are looking to move on me and are unlikely going to let me cross into Mexico, but won't because they know I am armed and I have a massive VBIED. I've been trying to maintain a very visible profile and have kept my phone, and they are definitely digitally tracking me. I have knowledge of this program and also war crimes that were covered up during the airstrikes in Nimruz Province, Afghanistan in 2019 by the admin, DOD, DEA, and CIA. I conducted targeting for these strikes of over 125 buildings. 65 were struck because of CIVCAS. They killed hundreds of civilians in a single day. The U.S. FORA continued strikes after spotting civilians on initial ISR. It was supposed to take 6 minutes and scramble all aircraft in CENTCOM. The U.N. basically called these war crimes, but the administration made them disappear. I was part of that cover-up with U.S. FORA and agent, it's blanked out here, of the DEA. So I don't know if my abduction attempt is related to either. I worked with General Miller's IO staff on this as well as a response to Bala Murghab, AOB-S commander at the time, and then it blanks it out and it says, can validate this. You need to elevate this to the media so we avoid a world war because this is mutually assured destruction situation. For vetting my LinkedIn is Matt Berg or Matthew Leibesberger, an active duty 18Z out of 1-10. My profile is public. I have an active TSSCI with UAP, USAP access. So he was coming out to blow the whistle on all of this going on, correct?
Yes.
Correct. Sean Ryan now is saying that he's going to go into hiding following the release of his most recent episode where he shares an email allegedly sent by Matthew Leibesberger before the Trump Hotel explosion. This email was supposedly sent to him, and that's what we just read.
And here we have a little bit of, we're going to play just a little bit of it because it's 11 minutes long. Everyone needs to go check out Sean Ryan's podcast show on Spotify because this is so, so important. Listen to a couple minutes of what Sam Shoemate has to say to Sean Ryan.
But it started off as comments. So when you have a big Instagram account, you're going to miss a lot of messages because people message, you know, go to hidden messages and everything else. You miss a lot of stuff. Well, I kept seeing this comment on recent posts that I put in there, and it was from this burner account that said, hey, check your DMs. So I go in there and try to find it. There's no message from this guy, hadn't come through or whatever. And then he messages again once that message was opened up. And I said, hey, your previous messages haven't come through. What do you want to tell me? And he said, what I'm going to send you, now these are literally his words, what I'm going to send you is going to change the course of humanity. That was his phrase, change the course of humanity. Okay, a little bit dramatic. I get these messages all the time. People have this big story they want to tell. They want to expose their command, whatever. I take everything with a grain of salt until I have evidence and proof. So this guy is insistent. He tells me that he is a 18 Zulu who I've spoken to before, and he really needs to get this stuff to me. And then he talks about you. He says, I need you to get me in contact with Sean Ryan. I'm like, dude, I don't know Sean Ryan. I'm not that big. But he's insisting that I get him diverted to media sources, says go to Fox News, whatever else. And I said, all right, tell me what you got. So I give him my Proton email account, give him my signal number. And he reaches out immediately. And I'm going to read this initial message for you because this doesn't have names or anything else on it. But this was his message on Sunday. He reached out and said, like I said, this last Sunday, he said, sending with a VPN active on Wi-Fi only. Do not message me. I will send out updates via both signal and email, but trust me, you're going to want to be involved. Well, first of all, no, I didn't want to be involved. Anyways. And then, I didn't message. I responded back to his original Instagram message. And I said, hey, I got your message on Proton Mail. And he said, cool, delete this. So I deleted it. That's how I ended up getting this message on Tuesday. So the message that this right here, this manifesto, if you want to call it that, came in on Tuesday. And when I started reading this, my initial take was, okay, this is off the deep end. It's bonkers. I can't validate or verify any of the stuff in this manifesto.
Mm-hmm.
And I told him that in a subsequent email. And I'll read that to you later, my response to him. And once again, my response to him elicited, hey, get me in contact with Sean Ryan, Fox News, and he even said Pete Hegseth. Get me in contact with Hegseth. And I'm like, dude, I don't have the incoming Secretary of Defense's phone number. Sorry, bro. That's the last time I talked to him. So yesterday morning.
What date was that?
That was Tuesday.
Tuesday.
That was this Tuesday. So we're Friday now. That was 3 days ago.
So the day before. 30th?
Yeah, the day before the attack. I dismissed this stuff out of hand.
The 31st. It was on the 31st.
Yes. In fact, I posted something on my... And I told your producer about this as well. But this was a post I made on Twitter. I was just trying to be humorous, off the cuff. It was... I didn't mean anything about it. I was just being humorous for my audience. I said, my inbox was especially eventful today. Allegations of war crimes, government anti-gravity technology, and fears about being tracked and watched by the feds. It's always, the world is ending and I have this information that needs to get to the media, and never, how you doing, brother? Everything all right? I was just playing off of a meme. Mm-hmm. It was just supposed to be a joke. That was the body of his email that he sent me. And I didn't think anything about it. I didn't know who Matt Berg was, Matt Livelsberg, or anything else. He told me who he was in the email. He pointed me to his LinkedIn account. I didn't know any of this stuff. And I was just kind of being humorous with my audience. Like, I get these crazy messages sometime. And then the day after that message, I wake up and my buddy was like, hey, Sam, nobody in the community seems to know this guy. Do you happen to know who he is? And I played that for you before we came up here. Just absolute shock. That's how I woke up yesterday.
Do you want to play it now?
Yeah, excuse my language. I was definitely in shock. Let me find this chat. So,
While you're digging through that, you know what we should do? I should get that Instagram account from you to see if they messaged any of our.
Wow.
Yeah.
I mean, we can continue to play this. We just played 4 minutes, and honestly, I did not expect to play that much. But I got so really involved in it.
Yeah.
That's what you need to do. You need to go to @SeanRyan762 on X, and it's right there for you to watch. Everyone needs to watch this.
And just like what he's talking about right here, if this is so, you know what I mean, and he was coming to blow the whistle, why would he have went and blew himself up? That makes no sense. Why? Do you see what
That's
I mean?
Right. He wasn't suicidal.
No.
And the explosive materials thrown like haphazardly in the back of a Cybertruck weren't really explosives. They were just fire hazards.
Yeah. And that was confirmed in the first part, like we've learned. That was confirmed, yesterday by the sheriff and the presser, mm-hmm. when he said that the contents were they were basically, what were they? Crap. They weren't what they would expect from somebody who was knowledgeable about explosives.
Exactly.
As much as he was. So it does tend to ask the question, was it a hit? Was it a suicide? Did he get hit because he was fixing to tell everybody about this that we've kind of all suspected all along, that those were Chinese spy balloons, that those drones flying over everywhere that we've seen are actual Chinese drones.
And are a threat.
And you've also got the invisible bomb, which is now you've got a suicide vest that can go through airport security undetected. We also have found out in the past 6 months or so, I guess, we've also found out, too, that the open borders that we've had, that we screamed about for so long, which they have come over here and they have taken up our resources. They have come over here and they have overcrowded our cities and our counties. They have come over here and they've taken American jobs away, and they have hurt the regular American's life and lifestyles by this. And they didn't come over here to vote for Joe Biden, but not only did they come over here to do those other things that I just mentioned, there's a lot of bad people, like President Trump has said over and over and over, there's a lot of bad people that have crossed that border. Guys, do you want to know just an example of how many there are? And this comes from Sarah Adams, who is a former targeter at the CIA. She, and this is Wall Street Apes put this out. He said, this was yesterday or 11 hours ago. He said, listen to every word. Sarah Adams, a former targeter at the CIA, Sean asked her, I want to clarify, you're 100% certain that there are 1,000 Al-Qaeda trained fighters within the United States borders? The CIA, I think there's more than 1,000. Listen to this, man. She says that they're talking about, that Al-Qaeda is talking about 50 to 60,000 American lives being lost due to the upcoming attacks. Listen to this.
Why do we care about Israel? Why is that our problem? It's like, that's just the first in a series. It's coming for us. That's like the test run.
The casualty count will be between 50 and 60,000 Americans dead. Am I wrong on that?
So I don't know the count that they're predicting. What I do know is Al-Qaeda trained and sent 1,000 attackers.
1,000 attackers. When did they come through?
So they finished training and they deployed them. Now, depending on how they come through, it could take different times, right?
So wait a minute. I just want to clarify. You are 100% certain that there are 1,000 plus Al-Qaeda trained fighters within the United States borders?
Well, Al-Qaeda says they trained and deployed 1,000 for this attack. First off, I think there's more than 1,000 Al-Qaeda members in the United States. But for the homeland attack, that number is based on what Al-Qaeda is saying. So they could exaggerate it. However, they did have about 1,400 in the Hamas attack. So the number is not off from what they did in the first round of attacks.
And check this out, too. And I just seen this. And this comes from December 12th, and Insurrection Barbie posted this, and this is what Insurrection Barbie said. The entire episode of this Sean Ryan show blew my mind. I'm going to watch it for a second time. It's a lot to digest, but here's the significance of the October 7 date. Sarah Adams is a former CIA targeting officer, and she's also the author of Benghazi, Know Thy Enemy. Let's see if this one is... This is what I'm thinking it is.
We knew the plotting had happened in Afghanistan, but we thought, okay, Israel is just going to keep calling it the Hamas attacks until they wipe out Hamas, right? That makes sense. You can't fight 3 or 4 different fronts, right, or different terrorist groups at the same time. Well, we're getting closer to coming up on the year mark of it, and Israel still wasn't telling anyone, you know. Obviously, they knew IRGC was involved because they took out a bunch of them, but they weren't telling anybody about Al-Qaeda and the Taliban, and they weren't striking Al-Qaeda and the Taliban. But we knew Israel is in a series of attacks, right? And those series of attacks include the U.S. homeland. So we're like, if we don't put out the truth that Al-Qaeda did October 7th, then how do we expect the law enforcement and first responders in the U.S. to be prepared if no one told them October 7th was the same people who are going to attack in the U.S., right? Because if you can look at those tactics, prepare, do different training, it puts you in a more resilient position if an attack happens in your community. So that was the catalyst that made us put out October 7th. So basically what happened is this was a joint kind of Al-Qaeda, IRGC thing, and I said this is a whole bigger thing, and they did all this over Telegram for the most part. So they had an original planning meeting in Kandahar again, and then they had kind of like their second meeting up in Kabul, and then most of the rest of the plotting occurred via Telegram, and then, which is crazy, right? You'd think our governments could collect that in advance. We learned a lot of things during this process. First off, in the first plotting meeting, it was Saif al-Adel. He runs the military commission of the Taliban. He's the one that chose the date. Do you know any what's significant about October 7th?
No.
So he first chose October 7th, 2022. I told you it got pushed a year because of Zawahiri, which is also its own point, right? We struck an Al-Qaeda member and it forced them to push the attack another year. What if we kept striking them in Afghanistan during that time, right? It could have pushed the attacks longer. And this is why I say we need to strike the command and control of the homeland attack, right? But anyway, set aside, October 7th was the day George Bush announced Operation Enduring Freedom, and we basically started carpet bombing Kandahar.
No shit.
So nobody
understands. Wow. You see?
There
Are you,
you
connecting
go.
Some dots here, man?
Yes.
Yeah. And you know what's crazy? And there's more video of this, and people need to, we'll get down a rabbit hole if we ain't careful. But people need to go and watch a lot of these Sean Ryan videos, and especially the one with Sarah Adams, and especially the one with Sam Shoemate, because they're letting you know they have been saying this over and over and over again. And I
this
think
is
they're
coming.
Right. This is coming to our land.
They're warning
this is
you.
Here.
They're warning us, and we're warning
New
you.
New Orleans and Vegas, and there's others.
And it's going to, it's, and you know the thing is, it's going to be a surprise, just like in New Orleans and just like in Vegas. No one's going to know about it. What's so sad to me is how we have normalized this kind of stuff in our country, where people can, you know, something as bad as what happened in New Orleans, and then a suicide, who
Bomber,
knows,
yeah.
over there in Trump in Las Vegas. You know, and we just go on.
Yeah, that's got to stop. It's got to change.
Yes, it does.
We need to fight. Is this thing working?
Rise up.